That was 2007. A lot of things happened at once. Locust plague in North America, rice blight from Burma to the South China Sea, red tides all along the west coast of South America. Suddenly, there just wasn't enough food to go around. The UN stepped in and took over food distribution. Every man, woman, and child got a ration booklet, allowing them to consume so many calories per month. If Tha went over their monthly allotment, Tha just went hungry until the first of the next month. Some of the new people we'd picked up after Aleph used Tha, their, them, instead of he, his, him, for the collective pronoun. I wondered whether it had become universal. Of course, an illegal market developed, and soon there was great inequality in the amount of food people in various strata of society consumed. A vengeance group in Ecuador, the Imparciales, systematically began to assassinate people who appeared to be well-fed. The idea caught on pretty quickly, and in a few months there was a full-scale, undeclared class war going on all over the world. The United Nations managed to get things back under control in a year or so, by which time the population was down to 4 billion. Crops were more or less recovered, and the food crisis was over. They kept the rationing, but it's never been really severe again. Incidentally, the general translated the money coming to you into dollars, just for your own convenience. The world has only one currency now, calories. Your $32,000 comes to about 3,000 million calories, or 3 million Ks, kilocalories. Ever since the ration war, the UN has encouraged subsistence farming wherever it's practical. Food you grow yourself, of course, isn't rationed. It got people out of the cities onto UN farming reservations, which helped alleviate some urban problems. But subsistence farming seems to encourage large families, so the population of the world has more than doubled since the ration war. Also, we no longer have the abundance of electrical power I remember from boyhood, probably a good deal less than you remember. There are only a few places in the world where you can have power all day and night. They keep saying it's a temporary situation, but it's been going on for over a decade.